Estevan, Business Improvement District Chairman Barry O'Handley and Estevan Downtown Business Association, DBA, Chairwoman Laurel Buck are reaffirming their support for Phase 1 of the Downtown Revitalization Project. O'Handley, looking from a financial side, said, "If someone came to your house and told you, you could renovate the front of your house and fully landscape your yard for 15% of the cost, you wouldn't need to speak to your financial advisor to know that's a great deal. Of course you would do it. Main Street is like the city's house, and someone has shown up and offered to renovate it for 15% of the cost. That's a smart decision. And while it's true the city is paying the $1.5 million to redo the water and sewer system, that would have to be done in the next few years anyway, but the repaving and surface work will be paid for with the federal grant. And if we don't accept the grant money, it would go elsewhere, to a different community, so why wouldn't we use it?" Buck added, "The DBA businesses are excited about the upcoming changes to the 1100 and 1200 blocks of our downtown. We are looking forward to a walkable, aesthetically pleasing downtown that will attract not only people from Estevan and the surrounding area, but also tourists driving through who may decide to stop in for a break and shop, or grab a bite to eat." DBA members recognize there will be disruptions to businesses during the construction, Buck said, but believe the long-term benefits, including an increase in patron traffic, better event space, and a more desirable location for new businesses will far outweigh the short-term disruption. "We'd like to thank the city for keeping us well informed and involved since discussions began a few years ago, and for offering to provide what assistance they can during the construction," said Buck. Estevan City Council approved the project at Monday night's meeting. The federal government has committed $7.5 million through the Canada Coal Transition Initiative to the project, which covers the 1100 and 1200 blocks of 4th Street. The city will contribute $1.5 million to underground replacements. A petition has since been launched, calling for the project to be stopped and for a referendum to occur.